From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The nation's top intelligence officials were on Capitol Hill today to deliver their annual assessment of the threats facing the United States. Al-Qaeda still tops the list, and in some ways it's getting stronger. But much of the discussion at today's hearing centered on what methods the CIA and other agencies should use in going after the terrorist network. NPR's Tom Jelton has the details.
The Director of National Intelligence, Mike McConnell, had some good news. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, he said, suffered major setbacks in the last year. But elsewhere, it's growing.
Despite our successes over the years, the group has retained or regenerated key elements of its capability, including its top leadership, operational lieutenants, and a de facto safe haven in the Pakistani border area with Afghanistan, known as the Federally Administered Tribal Areas, or FATAH.
The Al-Qaeda operation in Pakistan is now the network's most dangerous component, McConnell said. He and other intelligence officials said the Pakistani military has been unable to challenge Al-Qaeda in that largely ungoverned area, leaving it relatively free to plan and train for terrorist attacks elsewhere. FBI Director Robert Mueller said Al-Qaeda is not known to have operatives inside the United States under its direct control. But he said that leaves two other groups, people with indirect ties to Al-Qaeda, and also what he called self-radicalized groups who operate largely on their own.
The threat here in the United States is principally at this juncture, we believe, self-radicalized groups with no ties to Al-Qaeda. However, there are individuals in the United States who are philosophically, ideologically associated with Al-Qaeda, who recruit, finance, and would have the capability of providing a support mechanism to somebody should they come in the country.
The big issue at today's hearing was one that has hung over the intelligence community for months now: what guidelines the CIA should follow when its agents interrogate detainees. General Michael Hayden, the CIA director, acknowledged that agency interrogators 5 years ago used the controlled drowning technique known as waterboarding to get detainees to talk, though he wanted to put that fact into context.
Waterboarding has been used on only three detainees. We used it against these three high-value detainees because of the circumstances of the time. Very critical to those circumstances was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were imminent.
Hayden identified the three as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, and two other top Al-Qaeda operatives. There's strong support on Capitol Hill for requiring the CIA to adhere to interrogation guidelines set forth in the Army Field Manual, which prohibits not only waterboarding but other harsh practices as well, including some the CIA considers necessary. General Hayden opposes that restriction.
It would make no more sense to apply the Army Field Manual to CIA, the Army Field Manual on interrogations, than it would be to take the Army Field Manual on grooming, or the Army Field Manual on recruiting, or for that matter, take the Army Field Manual on sexual orientation and apply it to my agency.
The other hot intelligence issue on Capitol Hill these days is whether telecommunications companies that cooperated with the Bush administration's warrantless surveillance program should now be given immunity. Some privacy groups want to sue them. National Intelligence Director McConnell argued strongly that unless those companies are shielded from those lawsuits, they'll be less likely to cooperate with the government in the future, even in totally lawful ways. On other subjects, McConnell said the intelligence community is uncertain whether North Korea will dismantle its nuclear program, as it has committed to do. Iran, he said, is keeping open its option to build nuclear weapons. McConnell also predicted that the death of Fidel Castro in Cuba will not produce political instability in that country, at least in the short term. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read the full threat assessment report at npr.org.